Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially live ones. Brought to you with support from Carol Butler, owner of Pembroke Title, specializing in residential and commercial closings. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. And don't forget to ask them about the military discount they have. And joining us live here in the studio this morning, Mr. Ian Randall Thornton. Ian, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
Not bad at all. And really glad you were able to come down here on a Sunday morning to play for us. What would you like to play first?
I'm going to play a song off my new album.
Right.
This one's called Dance Upon the Tables, and it's about a grandmother.
Excellent. Here's Ian Randall Thornton here on Hunter at Sunrise.
He walked in the room with a certain glow. The kind only a groom before his wedding would show. And told us of the time that he tagged along to see the grandma of a girl he hadn't known for long. She said, I wish I could be at your wedding. Oh, I would dance upon the tables. Some of the last words she said, but she seemed to sing as her life was slowly slipping. Oh, eternity was gripping. Her game to focus on the greater thing. They were married in the spring. So what a proper thing to say. It's almost like she looked and saw their wedding day. And like she danced among the crowd, the girl I know you would have made your grandma proud. She said, I wish I could be at your wedding. Oh, I would dance upon the table. Some of the last words she said, but she seemed to sing as her life was slowly slipping. Oh, eternity was gripping. Her gaze to focus on the greater thing. Listen, heaven tends to sing.
Wow. That's Hunter at Sunrise here with Ian Randall Thornton. And we might mention we're doing this live on Facebook as well. So if you see it in your feed, make sure you share it for your friends so they can see Ian performing here this morning. How are you doing?
Doing super well, man. How are you?
I'm doing.
We've already had this conversation, haven't we?
A little bit. But people might have come in the middle of the song.
Very true.
And so now we know. Really nice record, and I must say, very nice packaging. Your new album's called Lineage.
Yeah.
And totally. What is the significance of the packaging? Because it has a World War II plane on the front.
Yeah, totally. So, yeah, the album's called Lineage, and it's about kind of family and heritage and sifting through both your family and cultural inheritance and weeding out the bad and kind of embracing the and honoring the beauty and the good. So the cover is actually my dad's dad. It's
Thornton. This was his airplane?
Yeah, he flew a bomber in the Pacific in World War II. And it's just like an iconic, it's just striking photo that is like has been an heirloom almost like passed down to me, and it represents kind of the entirety of that album. It's like a little bit epic. It's about kind of the fight and the struggle of a moment in history that impacted our whole country and a lot of families.
And still does.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh. So a lot of the album's about that. Some of it, you know, there's a song that deals specifically with that and the effects of war on family. And it's just, yeah, totally. So it's one of those, just sometimes a photo just encapsulates it. And mm-hmm. that for me, it kind of encapsulates the album a little bit.
Well, this is your first full-length record. We might say you had an EP before, which we've played here on the show, Where You Begin. But this is your first full-length project.
Totally.
How long has it taken you to put this together?
Wow. I mean, some songs on it are 5 years old, but it's kind of a concept album, so I've been writing it intentionally for 3 years, been recording it for the past year and a half, and getting ready to release in a month.
Wow.
It's exciting. And a lot of work.
When you say release, where are you going to release it? Is this going to like go to iTunes and everything, or what do you think?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I have a good distribution company, a good publicist. We got a lot of good spots on magazines and stuff like that coming up. But yeah, so it's going to be digital. I'm going to have vinyl, going to have CD, going to have all, you know, all the digital platforms as well.
Right now, the release date is August 25th.
Is that correct? Yeah, I'm having a local release here the week before to kind of give it to local friends and fans first and foremost, and then releasing it the next week.
And that will be August 18th?
Yep.
That's right.
August 18th.
And you got a whole bunch of people playing, right?
Yeah, totally. I'm bringing in my producer to run production, bringing in a lot of people that played on the record. So Luke Skaggs and Tim Roberts, a bunch of people from Carolina that played on the record are coming in for it. But then I also have a songwriter showcase where I'm pretty much just wanting to showcase a lot of my good friends. Mm-hmm. So we have about six artists sharing a song each, and all of them have been directly influenced in my story. So it'll be cool to kind of have a bunch of friends on the stage with me, you know.
Yeah, now this was produced in North Carolina. Where was it produced in North Carolina?
Yeah, so it was produced, my producer's name is Stephen Price. He's amazing. We did half of it on a friend's farm, this guy Jonathan Helzer's farm. And then my producer bought a new house and built a new studio in High Point, North Carolina. So half was in Sophia, half in High Point, kind of Greensboro area.
Wow. When did you start actually recording?
We started at the very end of 2015 and pretty much recorded all 2016.
Wow. So this is really, when you say project, this is a project.
Yeah, this was an endeavor. I mean, within that, I did like a tour in Europe, a tour across America for a month and a half, drove 11,000 miles. So we took little breaks here and there. But yeah, and it's about a five-hour drive from here. So I just drive down for a week at a time.
We'd
bring in session musicians and just go for it.
Wow, cool. What else would you like to play for us here? We're talking with Ian Randall Thornton here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I'm going to play the last song off the album. It's kind of I kind of have a preface at the beginning and mm-hmm. kind of a prologue at the end. And as I just gave to you, I'm also releasing a little book with it.
Yes.
So,
yes, we got the book.
I wanted this
show
to
the book,
kinda...
Denise. There we go. Just show the book.
Yeah, so I wanted it to kind of feel, the whole album to feel and flow like a book or a film. So it kind of has a preface that kind of says, hey, this is why I make music. And then it kind of has like a summation at the end, kind of a prologue. And this one's called Family Tree.
Excellent. Here's Ian Randall Thornton here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I've been traveling roads for weeks playing shows. Every city has a family waiting for me. Oh, I come and I play, but I never can stay. 'Cause I'm circling home to my own. Things were given to me in my family tree. There's fruit and there's roots that I should dig up now. So I will plow, I will rake for my grandchildren's sake. For what is in me undoubted. What is in me undoubtedly has been in doubt. I never knew my own grandfathers, but they both survived the war, though they never met each other. They both have met the Lord. Whoa, 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 whoa. We're never wanting to bleed, but our blood is a seed. Though it's buried beneath our soily skin. Give it the water it needs. Spirit, dig up the weeds. And the blood of your kin will flourish within. Oh, let the blood of your kin grow and flourish. My lover awaits at the pearly gates, and I never do find another here on earth. Still I will build, I will birth, I'll bleed these seeds to the dirt. For what is in me is infinitely bigger than me. We will see what'll come from my family tree.
Wow.
Thank you.
Ian Randall Thornton here on Hunter at Sunrise, and what a way to sum up the record.
Thanks.
It really does kind of sum it up, doesn't it?
Yeah. That was the goal, at least.
That was the goal. That was the goal. The last cut on his brand new album, Lineage, which is due out next month. Wow. You must really spend a lot of time thinking and writing in your life. Is that true?
Yeah, definitely. I love just taking my time.
Really?
Might as well, yeah.
So yeah, you get all the details.
Yeah, it's not done till it's done. You know, I'll take a year or five, you know, as long as it's, you know, it's a good feeling and a rare feeling as an artist to get to the end of a record and be like, man, I believe every single word. I love every single song, every single guitar part. It was a blessing to have my producer of the same mentality. We're just like, this thing is not done until we love absolutely all of it. And we really went for it. And yeah, it makes, you don't have to fake anything. You uh-huh. know what I mean? By the end of it, it's not like, you know, I really need to try hard to tell people what this means to me. Like, I can only tell you a very little bit of what right. this means to me. And that's why I make art, because it can mean more to me than it could ever mean to anybody else. But then therein, it usually means a lot to other people too.
What made you want to be a songwriter?
I've been a musician my whole life, singing since I was a little kid, playing in, like, upright bass was my first real instrument as like a 9-year-old. And bass is my main instrument still. But yeah, I mean, I kind of always wanted to be a musician. And I started writing songs just because, you know, it was like, hey, I can sing and I can play music. I might as well write songs, you know. And I usually found those really unfulfilling. And what made me actually into a songwriter is I kind of have almost like a – it's hard for me sometimes to really process emotions and process just overwhelming things. And songwriting became a tool for me. When I realized what I was talking about, like, whoa, this can mean so much to me.
Right.
Was when it became a tool for me to understand myself. It became a tool for me to feel emotions and understand them.
Sure.
You know, that I would just feel and feel overwhelmed by. I could actually take those emotions and express them and almost rip them out and like observe them, you know? Mm. So for me, songwriting came as almost a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became a passion. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, man, this is one of my favorite things in the world to do.
So. Well, it must be very gratifying for you then when people identify with the songs that you are writing.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you've got this so much so that you can actually see it in your hand practically,
yeah,
it must be really something when someone comes up to you and says, well, you know, I felt that way too.
Yeah, no, totally. And I teach this a little bit, but whenever I do like a songwriting workshop or something like that, or songwriting lessons, but the thing that's healthy about that is if in its creation, it's everything I would ever want it to be, then all of that is a bonus. If
right.
I created it and it needs the affirmation of other people,
right.
man, I'm going to live like a really insecure life.
Yeah, that's true.
But the fact that, man, this means more to me, and then they identify, it's like this amazing bonus rather than this
yes.
like getting up to par, like I'm already in deficiency
right.
when I created it. Yeah, no, I love it, and I don't need them to say anything.
Yeah.
But when they say something, it's like, oh, man, that means you actually connected with me.
Yeah,
you
cool.
know?
Cool. That's cool. We're talking with Ian Randall Thornton, and we'll talk a little bit more here in a minute about your upcoming show to launch this new record. But what would you else? Is there something else you'd like to play for me here?
Yeah, I'm going to play, actually, this is the next single that's coming out on the 10th of August.
Okay.
The last single. We have a music video for it. We have a really big premiere happening for it the day before. But this is a song written from a father to a daughter. And honestly, I don't have a daughter, but it's for the daughter I hope to one day have. And it's him kind of instructing her a little bit, but just telling her how much she deserves and to hold on to her awe and wonder and don't live a jaded life that hinders you from being able to experience life's beauty.
Cool. Here is Ian Randall Thornton here on Hunter at Sunrise.
The reason I write to you, daughter, these words of your well-weathered father, is I believe you were a gift to me. Unless I've been madly mistaken, I felt every breath you have taken, like the breeze, you were made to be free. Free to live in every moment, like time is no opponent, just a guide that'll see you through, gird on hide what's inside of you. My dear, you are ever changing. You know we are waxing and waning, and like the moon, we're becoming new. Though we will have hard days and sorrows, no lady, time has been borrowed, and you can choose to hear her whisper truths. Choose to learn in every moment, like time is no opponent, just a guide that'll see you through, gird on hide what you know is true. No, hold on to your all in wonder, don't let them get torn asunder. There'll be a fire that'll burn you through, gird on hide what you know is. Fight for your heart to stay tender, and you will see it changes everything. Your forgiveness is worth all the trouble, for after the wreckage and rubble, you'll be free. Hope you've forgiven me. You're free to love in every moment, like time is no opponent, but just a guide that'll see you through, a girl don't hide what you know is true. Don't hold on to your awe and wonder, don't let them get torn asunder. There'll be a fire that'll burn you through, a girl don't hide what's inside of you. Be a fire that'll burn you through. Your girl don't hide the inside of you. There is a fire that'll see you through. That'll walk right in front of you.
Yeah, Ian Randall Thornton here on Hunter at Sunrise. And the name of the new album is Lineage. Going to be out August 25th, if everything goes well, right?
Yeah, totally. And it's up for pre-order now if anybody wants to. I think if you pre-order it, you get all the singles for free and they automatically download. So
cool. And I guess you can do that through your website?
Yeah, just go to ianrandallthornton.com. You can get tickets for the release concert locally here in Norfolk. That way you can listen to all the singles via Spotify or whatever, or pre-order the album and get the downloads.
Now, the big show is August 18th. It's at a church, right?
Yeah, it's at this venue called The Chapel. So it's a big, old, stained glass chapel, and we're kind of doing the whole thing up, and it's awesome. Yeah, as I tour, I love to kind of make concert spaces in random places, whether that be a warehouse or a living room or an old church building. I love it. Can be disheartening to play a concert with this type of music, just for people in a coffee shop or in a bar, and you're just trying to shout over orders. But what I love about this space is it's just you can hear a pin drop, and it's ideal for a listening experience, you know.
Sure. It sounds like you got the name of your live album there. What was that? Did you said something like something in something spaces? That was pretty interesting.
We'll have to listen back.
We'll have to listen back because that sounds like the name of the live album.
But yeah, totally.
Anyway,
let's do it.
Well, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, of course, Hunter. It's always a pleasure.
And I wish you the best with this new record. And it's called Lineage. And Ian Randall Thornton, thank you for coming down today.
Thanks for having me.